Good afternoon, everybody, on the 14th of December. It was a very frosty night last night. It's been sunny today, but very cold. Talking of colds, I'm struggling to shake off this catarrh. The cold's basically gone. So I actually got my mum to get me. I haven't taken any yet. I don't think they're going to do any good, but they're called Buttercup Bronco Stop Cough Pastilles. Well, I haven't got a cough, actually, but they're meant to help with catarrh. I don't think I've got, like, a sinus infection because I haven't got any pain. It's just the remnants of the cold just don't seem to want to go. In other news, I've got my nephew, Joseph, who's 19, has come to stay for a couple of days. They live locally, well, a couple of miles up the road, but I haven't seen any of them for ages, so it's really nice to have him here. He's just arrived. Obi is on his way home from work. Connor probably is on his way home from work now. And Ronan's here. And we're all doing okay. That's about it, really. Buttercup. I keep laughing at these buttercup things. my mum tried to get something natural because I have to be a bit careful about what I take. Not be just because of my kidney problems, because my kidneys are shot, basically. So I don't think it really matters about that anymore. But it's more, I'm on other medication. I'm not on a huge amount, actually, but these things, there's 1, 2, 3, 4, there's 10 of them in the packet. You're supposed to take them two every... Well, there's only a day's worth. You're meant to take two every 4 hours. Well, we will see. I thought they were cheap, but when you look how many you get, they're actually pretty expensive. But they were $2.50 for 10, and that's only... Well, you can take 8 in a day. Anyway, I'll probably just start off with one. I've got no faith that they're going to do any good whatsoever. I should probably ring the pharmacy tomorrow, the one where I usually get my prescriptions from, because they've got a record, you know, they've got it on record, everything I'm on. Well, that's not much. There's two blood pressure medications, a phosphate binder, two lots of laxatives, which all PD dialysis patients have to take. And of course, I'm on the injections every 2 weeks. So, I mean, I know that sounds quite a lot to somebody who doesn't take any a day. It is, but it's too many for my liking, but it's not a huge amount. So, but they've got all the details on their system so they can look up what goes with what. And I've got far more faith in a pharmacist's recommendations than actually a doctor's when it comes to drugs, because doctors, they can look up, they don't know as much about drugs as the pharmacists do. They can look it up and see if things go with what. But the pharmacists are very astute at all things like that, because sometimes the doctors have made mistakes and they say, hold on a minute, you shouldn't be taking that because you're on such... It's never happened to me, but it's happened to my mum. You shouldn't be taking that because you're on such and such, or that's the wrong dose of that, you know, and the doctor's given them the wrong dose. Not to say that the doctors are useless, they're not, but the pharmacists know it's their job. That's what they do. So I think I'll give him a call in the morning. And I'll try these things, and they might just be nice to, you know, sometimes they might have the placebo effect. You never know. I'm highly sceptical, but there you go. I haven't really done much today. I've just been around the house and got to do a dinner for everybody in a minute, which I don't really feel like doing, but hey-ho, everyone has to eat. Life goes on. Anyway, I hope you're all having a good weekend, and I will speak to you soon.